Well, we're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities as we take a look at several reports out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture today, looking at the latest cattle on feed report and also the July cattle inventory report. And Tom, looking at these so far, what's your reaction?
Well, Leslie, let's start with the cattle on feed report. Overall, it was a neutral to slightly bearish report. It was very close to the estimates. So we can't say that this is going to have a big impact on the markets come Monday morning when we reopen at 9:05. Now, looking first at the July 1 on feed number, it came in at 98%. The estimate was 98.2%. That means that we have on feed now 10.127 million head of cattle. That is 1.4% below what the five-year average is. Now, when you look at the major states, Nebraska was 4% above a year ago, Texas down 3%, and Kansas was down 6% versus a year ago on feed. Now, this is the lowest July on feed number the past 4 years. It's also the lowest on feed number on a month since back on September of 2013. Now, our June placements, they came in a little lower than the trade looked for. That was at 94%. The trade was looking for 95.6%. There was even a lot of talk out there in the trade that a lot of people thought it would come in close to 90%. Now, we got now placed in June 1.455 million head of cattle. This is 8.3% lower than the five-year average. This is also the lowest June placements of the past 5 years. It's also the lowest placement month since February of 2013. Now, the major states, Nebraska was up 14% on their placements, Kansas down 10%, and Texas was down 13% versus a year ago. Now, looking at the weight breakdown of the placements, the under 600-pound category was up 27% versus a year ago, 600 to 699-pound category up 8.4%, 700 to 799-pound category down 22%, and 800-plus category down 18.3% compared to a year ago. Now, the June marketings came in at 98%. They was looking for 98.1%. That means we marketed 1.847 million head of cattle. This is 7% below the five-year average. This is also the lowest June marketing number since 1996 when we revised the cattle on feed numbers. It is also the second largest marketing month for the year 2014. Now, Kansas marketings were up 8% versus a year ago, Nebraska up 4%, Texas down 12%. Now, we also want to look at the fact that we had a cold storage report back on Monday. And that report showed the May beef stocks were lower by 5.8% versus the previous month. They were down 21.5% versus a year ago. Now, this was the lowest May beef stocks since 2010. And this is the first monthly beef stock numbers that we have seen below 400 million pounds since September of 2010. Now, that report came out Monday afternoon of this week. Now, we also had today the July 1st cattle inventory report. Now, this is kind of hard to make comparisons with because we did not have a report last year due to the budget cuts. So any comparisons are going to have to be made back 2 years ago. So I will give you what the numbers are as what they reported today. Beef cows at 29.7 million head, 3% below what it was 2 years ago. Beef placement heifers at 4.1 million head, 2% lower than 2 years ago. All cattle and calves on feed for slaughter, 11.6 million head, down 6% from 2 years ago. Calves under 500 pounds at 25.7 million head, down 3% from 2 years ago. And the 2014 calf crop pegged at 33.6 million head. Now, to make a little comparison of what's happened in the market since the June report, and just to refresh your memory, the June cattle on feed report was pretty much spot on with the estimates, 98.6% on feed, 93.2% placed, and 96% marketed back there in June. So it was very much a neutral report. But since that June report up to the latest numbers, we have seen August live cattle appreciate to the upside by $12.77. August feeder cattle have went up $11.62. Choice box beef has went up $16.41. Select box beef up $21.23. The feeder cattle cash index up $9.21. We have also seen the cash cattle trade in the Southern Plains since the June report came out a month ago up till today appreciate to the upside by $17. And we have seen the cattle moved in the North Country, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, also up $17. So we have seen quite a move to the upside in the cash markets, in the beef prices, and in the futures markets in the last 30 days since the last cattle on feed report. Monday morning, it's going to be hard to say whether or not we see a big move in this market. I don't think this report really done anything big for the market, positive or negative. I think the market will be looking to see what's going to happen in the cash trade once again in the feed yard.
Well, we've been joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities as we take a look at the cattle on feed report and also this latest cattle inventory report. Again, Tom, for people to reach you, what's your number?
Leslie, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market coverage here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Find details also online at OklahomaFarmReport.com.